Death threats against fellow community radio stations in Colombia and Honduras. Radio Salmon, Colombia. The Radio Salmon Project mobilizes socially sensitive dialogue, encourages critical and participatory processes in defense of dignity and diversity as identity elements of social reconstruction. On 30 March 2017, the coordinator of the communications team of Radio Salmon received death threats. The threats were linked to his work covering an environmental case against La Colza Gold Project and his media coverage of a public consultation process in Cajamarca, a referendum which took place on 26 March 2017 to consult the local population on the gold mining project. Of over 6,000 people, more than 98% voted against the mining activities being carried out in Cajamarca. Radio Progresio, Honduras. Radio Progresio is an award-winning radio station with over 60 years reporting on human rights, social exclusion, and defence of the territory. The radio and its collaborators have been targeted before and during Honduras's coup in 2009, when the station was temporarily shut down. On 28 March 2017, Esteban Vaquez, a Radio Progresio correspondent, received death threats from a group of men who were waiting for him in his community. During that week, a new smear campaign against Radio Progresio's director appeared on social networks in Honduras, accusing him of receiving dirty money from drug-related activity and of using Radio Progresio to discredit Honduras. Honduras and Colombia are among some of the most dangerous places in the world for human rights defenders.